So what are some of the challenges you think that are facing youth today?
I think that some challenges would be like putting yourself out there and creating opportunities for yourself. There's a lot of uncertainty in society today. So just putting yourself out there and overcoming those uncertainties and doing what you think can help.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things that have been changing lately, and it's definitely a different landscape from even when I was in school or when I was your age. So you think there's a lot more hurdles than there might have been a few years ago for somebody your age?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, like, in the changing world, we have to adapt to the things around us.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay. So what are some of the biggest influences that have helped you get to where you are today?
Definitely my family. They've definitely done a lot for me over the years. I've also had some very influential teachers and community members that have, really helped me set my path in life and helped me become who I am today.
So what is it that you're going on to do, for your post-secondary studies then?
So next year I plan to go to Durham College and, study physiotherapist and occupational therapist assistant in hopes to get a job in that field.
So what was it that drew you to doing something like that?
I've always been very business oriented, but then I took a kinesiology class, which I absolutely loved. So then I started looking into some more options in that area. And I do love to be hands-on and helping people. So I think that really helped me make some big decisions.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always a big decision what you're doing after high school, right?
For sure.
So what advice would you give to somebody who might want to follow along on the same path you're going to then?
I think they should just, take the time and really think about it. Try and let go of the outside pressures we have and just really think on your own, what would I be happiest doing in my future? We are still very young when we make these decisions, so just knowing that if you take something and you don't like it, then you can always take something else or find a job in a different area as well.
Mm-hmm. You can be pretty flexible nowadays, right?
Yeah, there's lots of options.
So where do you see yourself in, like, 5 to 10 years?
In 5 to 10 years, I hope to have a pretty steady job in my field so I can start doing some more things in my adulthood, maybe start saving some money and starting a family, or that would be closer to the 10 years, but, just kind of setting myself up for a good life.